This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. This afternoon, a federal judge heard arguments about whether to issue an injunction keeping several new abortion-related laws from going into effect in Arkansas. KUAR's Chris Icke was in court for the arguments and joins me now in the studio. Hi, Chris.
How are you doing?
Good. So first tell me about these four laws that the plaintiff is trying to stop.
Yeah, all these laws were passed in the 2017 legislative session, and all but one of them go into effect at the end of the month. The first of these that's probably gotten the most attention is a so-called dismemberment abortion ban, which bars a procedure known as dilation and evacuation, which is a common procedure performed in the second trimester of pregnancy, often about 14 weeks into the pregnancy. The second law is a ban on sex selection or abortion used for sex selection. And another is would require providers of abortion to minors to submit tissue samples to local law enforcement. And the idea there is to ensure that the abortion did not come about because of any coercive circumstances involving the minor, like sexual abuse by an adult. And the fourth would require abortion providers to notify a woman's family about their right to participate in the disposal of the remains of an aborted fetus.
And while several groups have been opposed to these laws, this was brought by one abortion doctor in particular.
Yeah, Dr. Frederick Hopkins. He's an obstetrician gynecologist at Little Rock Family Planning Services. And he's being represented by lawyers from the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, and the Center for Reproductive Rights.
And what arguments did they make against these laws?
Well, the plaintiffs are basically arguing, at least on the law referring to dilation and evacuation, that this is a very common procedure in the second trimester, and it may be, in fact, the only procedure for the second trimester abortions available to women in Arkansas. And other procedures that can be performed in the second trimester are either riskier or require special training from the physicians or special facilities, which aren't available here in the state. And they say the ban does not pass the undue burden test, which basically refers to abortion being a constitutionally protected right that's been upheld by the Supreme Court in various case law. An undue burden would basically mean that in the case of abortion law, it's making it exceptionally difficult for women in a certain stage of pregnancy to carry through with this right. And on the other laws, the main arguments against them were that the laws basically represented a regulatory overreach that essentially stigmatized women for having an abortion. And the plaintiff's counsel also argued that in these laws, there's a question of violation of privacy, particularly regarding medical records.
And attorneys for the state, how did they respond to those arguments?
Well, in this case, the state's counsel argued on the dilation and evacuation procedure that this procedure has not been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court as a constitutionally protected right, and that it was indeed feasible for abortion providers to get training and expertise to perform other procedures in the second trimester. The state's lawyer also said the plaintiff's counsel was, in reference to the challenge to the four laws, conjuring up problems that don't exist and conjuring up obstacles that hide in the shadows. Those were his words. He also offered a very graphic description of the dilation and evacuation procedure, essentially saying it involves tearing the fetus apart limb from limb, and called it a brutal and barbaric act, whereas the lawyer for the plaintiff described the procedure in more medical and technical terms.
Judge Christine Baker did not issue an immediate decision. Any indication when we will get a ruling?
Well, as we mentioned, three of the laws go into effect at the end of the month, or set to, and the plaintiff's attorneys are asking for a preliminary injunction before that. So it's likely that we could see a written order from Judge Baker before that.
That's KUAR's Chris Icke, who was in U.S. District Court this afternoon for a hearing, again concerning four abortion-related laws passed by the legislature earlier this year. This is KUAR.